on the line. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. Now, pleased to be joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Trucciani. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning. Before we look ahead, your team comes up a little short at Richmond, 38-24 on Saturday. Just give me your impression on what happened.
Yeah, hard-fought football game, emotional game, and, you know, frustrating for us because, you know, I don't think we played our best, but Russ Huseman and his staff deserve a lot of the credit. You know, their football team had a lot to do with that. They were ready to play. They were well-prepared off the bye week. They played a cleaner game than we did from an execution and discipline standpoint. They made some more plays down the field than we did. We really dug ourselves a hole in the second quarter there, going into the half down 28-7. I'm very proud of our players and coaches for the way we came out at the half. You know, three straight defensive stops, put a drive together, scored a touchdown, made it a two-score game, had the ball in our hand and driving with a chance to make it a one-score game. So we fought our way back in the football game, and our guys fought all day. You know, at the end of the day, it was a championship-level football game, an opponent, and it had that feeling. You know, I hate for our guys, especially our seniors, that we couldn't, you know, find a way to get it done for them and make this week's game a championship football game for them. But proud of the way that our guys fought.
You touched on that second quarter. It was that 21-0 spurt by the Spiders. As you come back and look, what happened during that stretch, but on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, you know, we had an opportunity to convert a fourth down. You know, we were short on that attempt in their part of the field, and then gave up big play. They made some big plays down the field, really, that affected us. And the quarterback run was an issue. You know, getting him down to the ground was no easy task. You know, he's a big physical runner, and we had trouble getting him down.
Matthew Downing, 281 yards and a couple of touchdowns in the game, but he was sacked four times. How much did the pressure cause him some issues on Saturday?
Yeah, more sacks than we want to be giving up. You know, but Richmond does it. They do a really good job. They don't make it easy for you to get behind them. You have to be patient against them. They're patient defensively, so we have to be patient, take what they give. Makes it hard to sustain drives. Penalties was an issue with that. It got us really off schedule offensively, some penalties, which got us into some third and bad situations. And then defensively, we extended drives with penalties. You know, both of those really hurt us. You know, five of our penalties were pre-snap penalties that are avoidable, and one of them was after the whistle, a late hit, you know, but three of the four penalties offensively killed drives, and three of our defensive penalties that led to points. So, you know, that was a big part of the football game.
First question this morning from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Tony, how do you kind of regroup and kind of get the guys focused for this last week with one of your goals at least gone by the wayside and you know, but still try to get this winning record?
Yeah, emotional losses are tough to shake off, Bob, you know, and we were moving around here pretty slow yesterday. But, you know, we've turned the page now, pouring everything we have into Hampton and our preparation for Hampton, a good football team coming in here on Saturday. And we're playing for a lot. We're playing for a winning season. We're playing to send our seniors off with a win in their last game in Rhodes Stadium. Playing for an outside shot at postseason play. You know, there's been six and five teams that have gone to the playoffs. So we're going to do everything we can, try to put ourselves in that conversation based off our strength of schedule and all that. But yeah, we have turned the page and really pouring everything we have into Hampton.
You think that's probably still kind of a tough chore here throughout the week, I guess, but as you get closer to the next game, I guess. Then you got that carrot out there. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Works? We got to come out. Yeah. We don't meet with the players today, you know, so it's just us and the staff putting together a plan and I'm really digging into Hampton and into us and, you know, 10 games into the season, hey, what are we doing well, you know? And so that's what we're doing today. You know, tomorrow our players will come, you know, come back in the facility tomorrow and we'll get those guys going and make sure when we get out to the practice field, we're taking advantage of that opportunity. And one more week together for this group. It's a great group of young men. And we want to make sure we finish this thing right.
Tony, we've talked about Chandler Braboy and John Carlos Miller and the years that they've had in your receiving core, but Jordan Bonner with a career day on Saturday, 6 catches for 122 yards. Talk about the afternoon he had and what he brings to that receiving group.
Yeah, he did a great job. It's been awesome to see his development this year. Kyle Perkins, our receiver coach, has done a super job with that entire position group in that room. But, you know, when you lose Jackson Parham and Bryson Daughtry, two really good players and productive players, you know, now, hey, we're looking at Chandler Braboy and Jordan Bonner and John Carlos Miller, and we've got a lot of production out of these guys. So, you know, Jordan, he does a lot for us too. Now he's digging safeties out in the run game. He's not afraid to get dirty, catches a lot of balls in front of defenders, but you know, we got a lot of yak out of him and Chandler on Saturday too, because, you know, it's tough to get behind Richmond, you know, so you got to catch the ball in front of them and you got to run and try to take advantage of some space there. But just real proud of Jordan. He is a great kid, tough, competitive, great teammate, and real happy for his success.
The other thing, Saturday, Jalen Hampton gives you 94 yards on the ground. He had had a few games where he'd really struggled to get going. How much does it help your offense as a whole when he's able to run the ball like that?
It's good. And, you know, he didn't have like a huge day from a numbers standpoint, but there were some 5-yard runs in there, right, Rob? And those are important because they keep you on schedule. You know, 2nd and 5 is good. And so, you know, Jalen had some of those runs in there, and those were important to help keep us on schedule and help us sustain drive. So it was good to see him get going a little bit and break the big one and get a couple chunk runs in there.
Look ahead to Saturday, Hampton coming in, a team that leads the conference in rushing, with not only a couple of pretty dynamic backs, but a quarterback as well. What are some of the challenges they present for your defense?
Yeah, Coach Fronty's got a good football team, and you know, they've beat some good football teams. They've suffered from the injury bug like all of us have, and still found a way to grind out some wins. So I'm impressed with the team overall. You know, both teams are playing for a winning season, so we're both going to be going head to head and toe to toe on that. But you know, Burris and Butts, I mean, they're two of the top running backs in the CAA. Chris Zelis is. And Roman Copeland are talented players, you know, that can really impact the game quickly. You know, I think they've got a really good football team.
Before I let you go, it's also, along with being your last home game and playing for that winning season, also senior day. Maybe talk about the group of those guys you'll be honoring on Saturday.
Yeah, we've got a great group of guys. And you know, senior day today, with all the years of eligibility and COVID and, you know, are guys coming back? Are they not coming back? You know, we're going to have 26 seniors out there that we're going to honor on Saturday. Some of the guys will come back. Some of them won't be. Some of them walked through last year's ceremony. But for all of the guys, like, we want to honor those guys. I mean, this has been a great class, whether it's our 5th or 6th year seniors or our 4th year seniors that we're talking about. I'm just really proud of the whole group, you know, the job that we've done the last 3 years here as a team, and, you know, having the 2nd most wins in CAA play over the last 3 years is big credit to those guys. They're our leaders. They're the ones that have gone out there and done it. And so I'm really proud of those guys and want to send them out winners on Saturday.
You touched on it in that win total, a chance to finish 6-2 in the league and finish in the top third of the league once again. How big is that for your program?
It's big. It's real big, Rob. I mean, we've been so close here to playing for a championship and one game away, really, the last couple of years. So, like I said earlier, I hate it for those guys that we haven't been able to, you know, get over that hump and get a championship. But I do, you know, believe in what we're doing here. and we're doing it the right way with our student athlete experience and our academic success and having success on the field as well. So we're proud of our players, our staff, and everybody, you know, around Elon football for that, and want to send these guys out winners.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for your time this morning and all season long. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.